Well, you might have noticed the news last week that Tesla has overtaken Toyota to become the world's most valuable car manufacturer, largely on the back of market expectations that electric vehicle sales are set to balloon in the next few years. In fact, it's looking likely that the next new car bought by most Australians will not be powered by an internal combustion engine. Now, a trial launched today in the nation's capital is set to take EVs to the next level. PM's Nick Grimm has been having a look at what they're up to. Nick, what exactly is this trial aiming to demonstrate?
G'day, Linda. Well, electric vehicles, as we know, have been around for a while now and have become pretty commonplace on our roads. And as you said, they're going to be a lot more driving around as the technology keeps getting cheaper and more efficient. Now, the batteries that run EVs need to pack a fair bit of punch so that they're capable of journeys of hundreds of kilometres without a charge. But most people rarely drive that far in a single day, okay? So the trial that's getting underway in the ACT is investigating what can be done with all that excess energy that gets stored in those batteries. And the solution could be to feed some of it back into the grid when the car isn't being used.
So a bit like those schemes to use household batteries to feed electricity back into the main supply at times of peak demand, that kind of idea?
Yeah, that's right. They're even calling them batteries on wheels to help change mindsets. And get this, the average electric vehicle battery has the capacity of several household batteries, so they store a lot more power. Now, the trial in the ACT will involve around 50 of the Territory Government's fleet cars, and they're going to be connected to the electricity grid and used as a backup power source. For more on that, I spoke to the project's research leader, Bjorn Sternberg, from the Australian National University. He calls this the next big thing for energy storage.
Yeah, absolutely. So vehicle-to-grid technology, which allows the batteries within cars to inject power back into the grid, has been researched and been talked about for a very long time as a really essential building block of our energy future, because the batteries within cars are quite large. They're 2 to 4 times as big as the batteries that you may have in your basement. And we have 19 million vehicles in Australia. So if all of those were electric vehicles, they would have a battery capacity that is 10,000 times larger than the Tesla big battery down in South Australia, or equivalently is 5 times as big as the Snowy 2.0 hydropower plant that the government is talking about.
But a lot of listeners might want to know how you'd ensure that drivers would have all the power they need if you're using their car to supply the grid?
Yeah, that's often the first question that comes up. And so what we're demonstrating in our project is that the batteries are really only on call to support the grid in critical moments. So throughout the year, your car will charge and you'll use it as per usual, but just maybe a dozen times a year or maybe 2 dozen times a year when there's a storm that knocks out a big transmission wire or something somewhere in the national grid. Only in those instances will your batteries be quickly, within a fraction of a second, be called upon to discharge power into the grid and thereby stop the grid from experiencing a blackout. And that power is only needed for 60 seconds or at most 15 minutes before other larger storage facilities like pumped hydro can come online and can pick up the load. And so the impact on the batteries within the electric vehicles is really very, very small.
And car owners could be paid for this as well.
Yeah, so we expect that in our trial, each car will earn about $1,000 a year by providing this service of being on call to support the grids in these critical moments. And to put that into context, the average Australian car drives about 13,000 kilometres, and that would cost about $300 in electricity. So these cars will be earning about 3 times as much by being on call as what it'll be costing their owners to be fueling them with electricity.
Bjorn Sternberg is the research leader for the Battery Storage and Grid Integration Program at the Australian National University. He was speaking there to our reporter Nick Grimm.